Ladies and gentlemen, it's Damon from Simplero, and welcome to day number 6, our final lesson of the week, of our pre-training week, where we're getting all of our mental game in order, we're getting our psychology right. Next week, we're going to start the 21-day challenge, but we've got to go through this pre-training first. And today, what we're talking about is an interesting concept. It is the who, not how. So a lot of people, when they're going to do tasks related to creating their course, they ask themselves, how do I do this? When the question you really should be asking is, who can do this for me? As an entrepreneur, you don't have to do everything. In fact, you're not going to be an expert in every single area, but it's about being an orchestrator, finding someone who is an expert in that area, who doesn't cost that much money and can create a product, create a deliverable that is 100 times better than I could ever do. Okay? So it is the who, not the how. That is what Calvin is talking about today. Let's get into it. I will be back at the end of this to wrap up. Enjoy.
There's going to be a lot of things that you need to figure out. There's graphic design, there's copywriting, there's all kinds of things that goes into a successful business like this. Instead of you trying to become a copywriter in a day, right? I want you to learn the master skill of finding the help that you need. There are great, great resources out there. There's Upwork. We use Upwork all the time, and we have a lot of success using Upwork. You can find someone like in a day that can do what you need. It's very, very quick and very effective way to get help with things that you know, skills that you don't have. We use it for videos. We use it for copywriters. We use it for media buyers. We use it for graphic designers. We use it for project managers. We use it for all kinds of things. It's really an amazing resource. There's also Fiverr is another similar resource. And then, of course, there's our concierge department. They're happy to help out with anything that you need inside of Simplero. We can set things up for you so that you can use your time most effectively. Here's the thing, right? You want to know what your hourly rate is, and if something you can pay someone less than that to do the work by the hour, because it might take you 3 hours, but it's going to take this person 1 hour, right? So if whatever 3 hours of your time is worth, if you can pay someone else less than that to do this task, then that's a good deal. And so because you want to make sure that you have the time and resources and focus and, you know, energy to focus on the big important things that only you can do, the strategic things, all the things that has to do with how you actually serve your clients, what you want to teach and educate, and your special secret sauce, your special magic. That's where you want to put your effort in. So get help, pay what it costs to get the help that you need for these other things. And getting help is a skill that is worth learning, right? So even if there's a little bit of stumbling at the beginning and you have some false starts, like, you know, that's worth it. What we do now here at Simplero is we always get 2 or 3 contractors and we give them the same task, because then you see the difference between them and then you can experiment in parallel and you quickly see, oh, this guy's awesome and these two other, they're not so great, right? And then you move forward to that. Then you can try another one and you just keep trying different people and seeing who do you like to work with the best, like who gets your direction, who gets your you know, tone, and who's best for you to work with. So it's really, that in itself is really a master skill for you to learn in your business. It's going to be super helpful for everything that you want to do down the line. Find the who, not the how, right? Don't think of how do I do this, but who can do this? How can I hire them? How can I find these people and bring them on board very quickly to solve this problem for me? I had this situation, you know, last year where my microphone that I use here was making this like weird buzzing noise, and I tried all kinds of things with the setup, with the plugins and the console and the audio interface and all kinds of things. And then I was like, finally, like, let me get someone on Upwork who can help with this. And then like 5 minutes before I even hired him, he said, like, check the cable and see if it is running near your power box's power supply and that kind of stuff. And I was like, duh, that was it. And it completely took care of that noise that I had. And then I was like, dude, you're awesome. Let me hire you to help me with this other audio situation that I think you could help me improve on. It wasn't really a problem. I was like, dude, I'm sure you could help improve that. So I did that, hired him for like an hour. So much better off for it. It's like amazing. And what did it cost me? It cost like, $20 or something. Like, it's crazy. So the who, not the how.
So there you have it. That is the lesson on who, not how. A very important thing to consider as we begin our 21-day challenge of building this course. You're going to have to do some copywriting. You're going to have to do some graphic design. You're going to have to do some video editing, okay? And a lot of people get really bogged down in, oh, how do I do this? And boom, they quit, right? So one of the mindsets we need to have is who, not how. Upwork, Fiverr, two very good resources to find people who can help you with these tasks. All right, that does it for the pre-training week. Tomorrow is a rest day. It is Sunday. If you need to, catch up, but I advise you to get some rest because starting on Monday, we are starting the 21 days, and it is going to get intense in certain days, and we need you to be at full steam. All right, that does it. Again, PDF document, Facebook group, and I will see you next week. And I cannot wait to get into this with you because we are going from no course, an idea, to launching it. And it's going to be awesome. And I cannot wait. I'll see you next week.